Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everybody, how are you today? I've never said that before, but it's actually a really genuinely apt question for this particular show because we're going to tackle a subject today that I know everybody can relate to. Let me take a quick poll in the room right now, unprompted. Who here worries? Okay, good. Seems like everybody. That's not the answer I want, and yet it's great for what we're going to do today. Is anyone here up for worrying less? Okay, well, we have a guest who can help us with that. He can actually help us worry less. And let me do a little love letter to Arthur Brooks.
Today, social scientist and happiness expert Arthur C. Brooks is here to teach us how to overcome worry using a research-based practice as our own compass. And luckily for us happy-seeking humans, he has spent years sharing his findings as a columnist at The Atlantic, a New York Times best-selling author, and a distinguished Harvard professor. Not to mention, one of his greatest honors, making the list as one of Oprah's favorite people. The two have teamed up to write their book, Build the Life You Want, which is unsurprisingly full of pure wisdom and aha moments. But first, let's start with the basics. What is worry? Why do we do it? And can we stop? Well, let's find out. Class is in session.
Okay, so Arthur, you teach happiness.
Right.
I mean, your course is actually, oh, sorry, Douglas.
Hello,
your
Douglas.
Your course is a sellout.
Yeah, it's a popular class. It's at a business school, and it's not about business, but it's the business of life. Happiness and love are the currency of how you make a fortune in your own lives. And it doesn't depend on the kind of job that you have. It doesn't depend on where you live. It depends on how you understand yourself, how you treat other people. And any of us can be rich in love and happiness if we understand the business of life.
I remember the last time that you were here, you said something to a gentleman in the audience who asked, I'm not happy in my job.
Yeah.
And the suggestion that you made to him was something that affected me dramatically. You talked to him about going to when his coffee break was, stopping and asking someone that he may have been drawn to, may have wanted to get to know better, or maybe had no interactions with at all, if they wanted a cup of coffee too. Mm. And how that could change the chemistry of our brain in what could be a very pedantic action in our day that's very routine and turn it into something that was more giving and connective.
Yeah, that's right. We are, when we feel helpless, the way that we solve that problem is by becoming a helper. This is the key thing. I mean, look, it's funny because you think, I can't really be happy until all these things change around me. I have to change the whole outside world. And when the whole outside world conforms to me, then it's gonna be okay. But that's insane. You can't do that. What can you change? You can change the inside of yourself. And so if you feel helpless, go be the helper to somebody else. And not only your brain will change, the people's behavior around you will start to change. So if you go to you say, look, I feel like a cog in a machine. I feel like my job doesn't matter. Go to the break room. Come back with a fresh cup of coffee, not for you, but for the person in the next cubicle, and say, you look like you could use a fresh cup of coffee. And look at the look on their face. And you know what? You'll become that person. You'll become the coffee person, the helper person. And suddenly it's like, I don't know what happened, but I started liking my job more. I don't know what happened to the job. I want this thing. I want more love. Give more love. If you're feeling lonely, if any of you are feeling lonely, which we all do from time to time, go relieve somebody's loneliness. Don't wait for somebody to make you feel less lonely. Go relieve somebody's loneliness.
And one of the things I think that trips us up, even in our internal world, the most is worrying.
Oh, for sure. Everybody worries so much. And we're evolved to worry. It's a funny thing. You know, most people think, oh, if I could only just not worry. Well, that would actually be bad.
Because it's a lifesaver
sometimes. It is, absolutely. You're practicing future things. You're looking at the future. You're thinking, as we say, recursively about the future. Think about the future again and again and again. If I did this, it would be bad. If I did this, it would be bad. And then you avoid mistakes.
Okay, we're going to talk to the audience about their fears and worries, because let's get specific. Ronzi?
Hi. You know this, Drew, but I am such a mama's boy. I love my parents, you know, and I see you with your daughters, and I know parenting and kids are a major concern. And we're here with Tess, who has a question about that.
Hi, Tess.
Hi,
Tess.
How are you? So I'm a mom, so I worry a lot. I have 4 kids, and I'm constantly afraid that they're gonna get sick or hurt or get into some accident. What are your tips on how I could stop worrying as soon as it starts?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are your tips on how I could stop worrying as soon as it starts?
It's a good question.
It's just never ending.
Is that your daughter?
Yes.
What's your daughter's name?
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you feel when your mom's worrying about you and worrying about your safety? Tell me how that feels.
It puts a lot of pressure on me, because to worry about my own safety, and then I worry about her safety. Especially as I'm growing up and maturing, I have noticed all the ways that I am just like my mom, and I have the exact same patterns of worrying. And so when she asked this question, I also want to.
And you're going to be a beautiful mother because you're like your mom, for sure. But we pass on these patterns of worry because we love each other so very much. And me too. Look, I have 3 kids. My kids are 25 and 23 and 20. And my 23-year-old, my middle son, Carlos, he was a sniper in the Marine Corps. And I tell you, I was scared every day. I'm telling you, I went through 4 years, and my wife and I, we'd be praying, you know, keep Carlos safe, keep Carlos safe. But we realized that the praying was more effective than the worrying after a certain point. And part of the problem is, if we would be bothering Carlos and saying, we're worrying about you so much, we were raising his anxiety. So here's how I would think about this a little bit more. Think more about the outcomes you want in Mary's life and less about the problems that are the source of your worry. What do you want things to be like for her? And my guess is, I'm just going to take a guess, but then back to you on this. You want her to be free, and you want her to be happy, and you don't want her to worry, right? Yes. So the question is, how are you going to get that outcome for her life, which is the best outcome for her life? How are you going to act to get that outcome? That's a little bit different than focusing on the problems.
I think for me, I just always would guide her into making the right decisions. So all I want for her is to make the right choices, yeah, to do right. And then that takes away a lot of the worry if you know that they're capable of choosing to do the right things.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And that's so perfect because she needs freedom. And she doesn't actually need the burden of your worry under the circumstances. And you can always say, look, I'm worried about you, but I trust you more than I'm worried.
Wow. 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 And Drew, I see the look on your face, too, during that whole conversation.
This is my number one issue in life. Mm-hmm. This is the one that hits home the hardest with me.
Yeah, I could see that resonating on your face.
What I've never heard before is to focus on the outcome that you want, because I'm tired, yeah, of feeling this way. Mm-hmm. Since the day my kids were born, I have not stopped worrying. It has made me physically ill. It has made me mentally worn down. I'm just so fearful of anything bad happening to them. And I don't want to be a prisoner to this level of fear anymore. I know they don't want it from me, and I don't want it from me. So hearing you is, I feel less alone, and it's a cycle I truly want to break. Mm. And focusing on the outcome you want, right, feels really powerful, because I could find a better channel to put all of this energy into. Mm.
You also suffered and struggled a lot in ways that your kids won't. And part of it is because your kids have a different childhood than you did. And it's worth keeping in mind that they're gonna have a different childhood than you because of you. Because of you. Your kids are not growing up with your parents. They're growing up with you, and you have a choice. The things that weren't good about your childhood, the struggles and the suffering that you had as a child, you can edit that in your own parenting. And we all can. We can manage ourselves to say, what is the life that I want my kids to see and they want to get for me? And that's the life I'm going to give. I'm not locked into a destiny.
Yep.
There's no destiny in this at all. On the contrary, I learned that thing. It was a negative lesson, but I learned that thing. And what I learned from that is it's not going to my kids. Here's what I recommend that we all do. Just a very practical thing to do. Keep a worry journal. Keep a book of worry. Don't let anybody see it. But by the way, pencil and paper, you gotta write it down. And the reason is because you need to move the experience of your emotions from the ancient parts of your brain into the most human conscious parts of your brain, called the prefrontal cortex, behind your forehead. And the way that you do that physically is by picking up a pencil and writing this down. Write down your worries, write them down. You will make them specific. And then when you come back to them, you're gonna see progress and say, yeah, I used to be worried about that, but that resolved itself. And that means that that thing I was really worried about wasn't as big a worry as I thought. And maybe the thing I'm worried about now isn't as big as I thought. Write it down. Own it. And I promise you that as your kids grow up, you're going to treasure that. You're going to go back to that. You're going to look at it when they're 20 and say, oh, I'm so worried about college. And you're going to go back. Oh, it's so funny because 15 years ago, I was worried about them, you know, falling down to the playground on their first day of kindergarten or whatever it happened to be. And worries are natural. But the more they're specific, the better off you're going to be.
Oh, my God. I keep a gratitude journal. Yeah. I need to keep a worry journal.
Totally. Yeah.
I've never heard that suggestion in my life, Arthur.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, now, Ross, who do you have next?
Well, I'm over here with Ruth, who is a warrior as well. What's your question, Ruth?
Yes, so my question is in regards to dating. Mm-hmm. I've been a single parent of two children for 11 years, mm-hmm. and I worry that as I approach my 40th birthday, I'm running out of time.
Yeah.
So how do I push through that and shake that and kind of become open so that it also does not disrupt my relationship with my children? Because that's really the biggest worry.
Yeah.
Is that someone comes in, they shake things up, and then you deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest fear?
Oh, God.
What are you afraid of?
That I disappoint them.
Say again?
That I disappoint them.
Disappoint who?
My kids.
What would disappoint them? What would be disappointing about this?
Oh. For their heartbreak.
To see your heart broken?
Yes.
Kids are funny. Kids are funny this way.
Mm-hmm.
They love you, and only you can be their mother. You're the only one who can be their mother. Now, whether you're dating, or married or not married, or with a man or not with a man, you're the only one who can be their mother. And if your heart is broken, you're still their mother. And they're the ones who are gonna heal your broken heart. Here's the thing. We always feel like we're chasing after them, right? And then, when you least expect it, you find out that they were looking after you the whole time. Yeah. Look, you need to live your life, and you need to take some chances. And there's gonna be good times, and there's gonna be bad times. And in those bad times, you need to go through it with the people who love you the most, and that's your gift to them. Be fully alive.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that your daughter with you?
Yes, this is my eldest, Alana.
Alana, can I ask you a question? What is it from your perspective? Because I only understand your mom's.
She always puts us first instead of herself first. So I think it'd be really great for her to go out and actually meet people and get like that partner in crime, since she doesn't really take care of herself. So she needs that person to really help her with that. I just want her to be happy.
I guess the same as Arthur's question, like, what is your worst fear?
My worst fear, probably just seeing my mom broken, because, oh my gosh, sorry. She's just so strong, and I want to see her happy because she's always making sure I'm happy.
What is something that we could tell ourselves to be allowed to give ourselves permission to play the game?
Yeah. One of the things that's most important is to recognize that if it doesn't go your way, there's someone who loves you the most to dry your tears. And then giving somebody the privilege of doing so will make your relationship that much better. And that means that your worst worry is actually one of the best things that can happen in the relationship with another person. That's almost always the case. Look what a good mother you are. We just heard your daughter talking about that. She just wants her mom to be happy. How many people would be so lucky to have this relationship? But you built that. You built that. And the fruit of that is going to be that what is going to appear to be your worst day, if it comes to pass, she's going to be there for you. And that's really nothing to worry about at all, is it?
Nope.
And everybody has access to this material. Everybody can learn more.
And I don't know what my book. Oh, there's my book. Sorry. This is Arthur and Oprah's book called Build the Life You Want. And there's actually a study in it where you can really focus on, you know, where your levels are in life. And there's an interesting contrast and compare I did with where I was at 5 years ago. And I have noticed that I was truly able in the last 5 years to lower my anxieties and up my happiness.
Yeah, we've even put together on this material and on all of the Science of Happiness material, we have a little workshop, and everybody in the audience today is going to get free access to this workshop where you can learn
this
more.
This is the class you can't get into, by the way. People sign up so quickly, you cannot get into these classes. And so, thanks to Arthur, you're going to be all enlisted.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Explain, as you do so brilliantly in this book, the Oprah effect in regards to happiness and worrying.
Yeah. So there's an interesting effect that we saw in it's not well documented in the science at this point, but it's something that we have some concrete evidence of, that the United States has been going in the wrong direction on average in happiness. But since about, I don't know, the 1990s, a little bit later than that. What's going on? Some people think it's when Oprah Winfrey's show went off the air, actually. And it's not untrue in so many ways. Many people, millions of people every day went to the Oprah Winfrey show to get something affirming, to hear from people who are just like them, to count on being able to hear something that was in the culture that wasn't firing them up to be angry and bitter and scandalized. And we need more of that, quite frankly. So, you know what we need? I think there's a new effect. I think we'll call it the Drew effect.
I did not know that's where you were going with
it. I mean, look, it's positive. It's beautiful. The language of the show is love. You're coming here because of love. And you're going to leave here, and you're going to go back to your lives, and you're going to share that love and that learning with other people. Let's share the Drew effect.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to live up to that. And so if we could all be the kinds of humans that take care of one another, then I would be so honored to join forces with every single person and have any effect that is healthy and humorous. And happy. Thank you, Arthur Brooks. His latest book, Build the Life You Want, is available now. And everybody, we make this show for you. It is all about you. So just take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.